And welcome you to the third hour of our extended 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. Things were supposed to be working perfectly today, all interviews confirmed, but it looks like we're not connecting with Laura right now, and isn't that interesting? Because I just communicated with her yesterday, and last month we did have a problem reaching her, and I was real concerned, and I thought there must be something wrong with Laura, and but I did talk with her, and the problem last month was that she thought Manda was doing the interview. Oh, here we go. I was just going to send another phone number to Nathan, but it looks like we have connected. Was that the thumbs up I saw, Nathan?
You even get two of them.
Two? We got both of them?
Yes, you did. Laura is right here.
Alrighty, so yay! I was what on earth is going on? Yeah, I want to welcome back to Animal World finally the founder and chief cook and bottle washer of Seattle, or Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. That, of course, would be Laura Cook. And is it really you? Good morning, Laura.
It is. Good morning,
yay!
One of those mornings already.
Oh, well, and it has been. And I know you said you're going to do your best to try to be up for all of this. But it sounded to me, Laura, like, boy, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, as you guys are overwhelmed and you really need a lot of help. Things aren't bright and sunny at Seattle Dogs Homeless Program right now. Is that true?
We definitely need help. It's been a journey, but we're not giving up. We just keep on going. But volunteers.
All right. Well, first of all, before we go into details, let's have you catch us up on what is Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. What's it all about?
So Seattle Dogs goes. We do street outreach. We provide pet food supplies. access to emergency vet care, spay and neuter, and we do, boarding, fostering, if somebody wants to go to work or needs to go to treatment. And then the final thing we do is rescue. If an animal, a dog, needs to be surrendered, then we take them in and then place them for adoption when they're ready.
Well, that covers a lot of bases. I don't know if you have any feel for it, but I would imagine that the homeless problem is expanding, not going away, right?
Right. It continues to, grow. And some people will say, oh, it's, getting better, but sadly...
You're not seeing that.
No.
All right. And then... I know it's quite a chore, to get out and distribute supplies to, people and animals that need them. I think that didn't you tell me that someone that's helping you, that their cars have broken down? I mean, we're in great need to get you guys, another car, a station wagon, a van, a pickup with a canopy, something like that to transport. But are you having trouble with that right now?
Yeah. And, Amanda's car broke, and one of our other volunteers, their car broke.
Oh, dear.
It's definitely been a little bit of a challenge, but hopefully, fingers crossed and... prayer said that it'll happen. I hope.
Yeah, boy, and we've been trying so hard to find out. I know somebody's got just an older vehicle that they don't need and could donate to the cause. And Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is a 501c3. They're a nonprofit official organization here, and so it is a deductible expense if that works for you. But one of the reasons I love Seattle Dogs and the work that Laura does is, has to do with the beginning and the founding and where did this organization come from. And if you're not aware of it, Laura and her family were homeless. And so they've experienced all of this and were in this situation. Well, Laura was able to pull her family back up by the bootstraps and get out of that situation. But instead of taking their dolls and dishes and going off to a life of their own somewhere, she decided to pay it backwards, forwards, inside out, upside down and backwards. And so that's where Seattle Dogs Homeless Program came from. And then she mentioned Amanda, who, we often talk to on the air. She also was homeless, and she was one of the ones that Laura and Seattle Dogs helped. And now Amanda is paying it back and helping out. But my point in telling you y'all this is that these aren't, a couple of wealthy women that just wanted something to do with their money and to help homeless people. These are homeless people that pulled themselves out and now are helping the community that they came from. And don't you think that deserves our support? We really need to support Laura and her organization and get her the funds that she needs for the supplies. But also, we got to start beating the bushes to find another vehicle for them. Anything that they can put supplies in and haul around and that runs and is safe, it would be a wonderful gift. And like I said, it can be tax deductible, but I think you could use almost anything, Laura. I mean, a van or a pickup, you really kind of need a canopy. So, things are covered,
right.
But a station wagon or anything,
anything.
an SUV, whatever could be so helpful. Because using their personal vehicles is just breaking their vehicles. we need to help with that. So gosh. What would you say, Laura, right now with the homeless crowd and the animals out there? What's the biggest need right now?
Well, for us, it's always food, wet and dry food, treats, we always need that stuff, tents, sleeping bags, because that to many people is a home for them and their animals. And without those basic supplies, you know, we struggle. So we definitely can use some support and those donations to come in.
All right. So obviously people can donate money to the cause, and you can do that. I think you can go through the Seattle Dogs website. Can't you? Seattle Dogs. I think it's SeattleDogs@info.net. Is that right?
SeattleDogs.info.
Yeah, it's SeattleDogs.info. That's right. With there, or you can do PayPal, paypal.me/206dogs. I was able to use that link yesterday, Laura, and send off a quick donation to you, but I still haven't been able to set up a monthly donation, so I don't know what's going on with that.
I know, because for me, on my end, I can see it, but then all of a sudden you can't see it. So,
right. And so so I don't know what we'll do about that, but you can at least make a one-time donation at paypal.me/206dogs, and that would be great. Now, if you would like to contribute food, wet or dry, to the cause, I think there's ways for them to get the supplies to you, Laura. Where are the drop-off places?
There is a Dog's Dream. Sorry about that. The house.
Well, you got
A Dog's Dream is a pet store in White Center and Georgetown.
All right. So, a Dog's Dream in White Center or Georgetown are places where you could take supplies and drop them off.
Right, and then Mondays from 4:30 to 7, they could drop off stuff with us at. We're located inside Northwest Harvest on Mondays, 4:30 to 7, down in Soto, so people can come there, or they can send us an email or a call, and we'll figure out how to meet up. You know, meet up with someone to pick things up.
All right, that sounds great. The other thing you can contribute to would be, of course, the veterinary costs to, you know, do the rescue, the emergency care, spay and neuter, all that sort of stuff. That costs money.
Correct.
Now, Seattle Dogs does work with Greenwood Animal Hospital. Does the work for them, which is wonderful, but they don't do it for free. Yeah, Seattle Dogs have to pay. They just let them run up a tab. So if you want to make sure that your money goes only to the veterinary fund, you can make a donation directly to Greenwood Animal Hospital, to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program Fund.
Yes.
So you can do it that way, or you can, you know, just send the money directly to Seattle Dogs and let them use it for whatever it is they need most at the time. But I think you did say you were desperate for money for supplies, for food and so forth.
Yes.
And to make a dent in the veterinary bill. So that's why I sent off a donation right away.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I would love to be able to do more. I just have to remember to do it once a month, which is why I wanted to set up on a recurring automatic payment. But we haven't been able to figure out how to make that work for me.
Right.
So we just have to make sure I remember. Now, alrighty, I'm looking at the clock, and since we have another interview after you, I need to keep us on schedule. So let's go ahead, Nathan, and take care of our advertisers. Laura, you wait in the wings, and we will come back and chat more with Laura and find out more about Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, July 2nd at 1 p.m. for Planet Buzz's July panel about Leo Venus star point, bold hearts, when Venus meets the sun at the exact degree, as they do every 4 to 8 years in the Venus star point 100-year cycle in Leo. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, July 2nd, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of our extended 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We'll wait to talk about them until the bottom of the hour, because we will be chatting with them shortly. Remember, Dr. Nels Rasmussen is available for in-home treatments, remote treatments, or you can go to see him. He's got the do-it-yourself at-home program available. Check out Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free phone evaluation, so just go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, and fill out the contact link, and he will arrange a phone call to speak with you. And of course, he and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio next week to do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends, so mark your calendars and plan to call in. And let's see, we also, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers, and we've got great rates, and all you got to do is shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, so we were just in the middle of a conversation with Laura Cook from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Good morning again, Laura. Hey, Laura. There you are. All right. Yes. Nathan found you again. All right. So, anything in particular or special this month that we need to know about, Laura?
Well, we've got an event coming up in Tacoma. It's the Bark at the Bay. That will be on the 22nd.
Of July.
So we're looking for
Bark at the Bay.
Bark at the Bay. It's held by the Tacoma Parks. And we were invited to that. So getting ready, and that's exciting to, you know, be able to do stuff like that. So,
if you're down in the Tacoma area, look for the Bark at the Bay on the 22nd. You can come and meet Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and make a donation. That would be great.
Yes.
And otherwise, we need money. To help Laura pay the bills. You can contribute directly to the veterinary fund at Greenwood Animal Hospital in Seattle. You can contribute to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. You can go to their website, seattledogs.info, or you can just make a donation via PayPal, and that's paypal.me/206dogs. And paypal.me/206dogs. And then, Laura, if someone you know, wants to talk to you about contributing or donating supplies, or has a car or a vehicle that they want to donate to help the cause, why don't we give out your phone number in case that's the best way for them to get a hold of you? What number would you like them to call?
206-519-1697.
So 206-519-1697 is how you can reach Laura. And gosh, I guess we just cannot stress enough, because Manda's car has broken down. The other volunteer's car is broken down. We already know Laura's car is on its last legs, so they really need a old van, a pickup with a canopy, a station wagon or SUV type, something that's got room in the back. We can load up with animal supplies to drive around town, and if you can help out in that regard, we would be ever so grateful. And you can give Laura a call at 206-519-1697. So anything else, Laura, you need us all to know about this month?
No, we just, appreciate the support that we receive and just want people to know that it's so, so important, that we're able to meet the needs that are out there. And unfortunately, it just, keeps growing, and the more need there is, the more food and supplies we need. So,
well, and it just occurred to me, too, with the holiday coming up and the fireworks, but also we've got the temperature, the heat going up on Tuesday and the rest of the week. We're talking high 80s, could be around the 90 degrees. Are there stuff going on in Seattle, like cooling centers, for homeless, and what about their animals? Can they bring their dogs into the cooling centers? Do you know anything about that?
Amanda's really good at pulling that information together for us, and then I will put it up on our website when they release it. But not all cooling centers allow animals. They are getting better with that, more places allowing them. But, one thing people need to understand is that a lot of people that we help, they don't have daily access to water. And so when it gets hot, it is even more crucial than all the, other days that go by. Because we don't want the animals or the people dehydrating. And so definitely.
So is that a supply that you need too, like cases of bottled water and stuff?
Yeah, bottled water, Gatorade. Yeah, we sure do. And, trying to be able to meet that need as well.
Okay. Well, gosh, it seems like a big hole that needs to be filled. So, Laura, I hope the right ears are listening today, and that folks will jump on board to support you and your great volunteers. And you can check out Seattle Dogs Homeless Program at their website, seattledogs.info. You can see them at Northwest Harvest in Soto Mondays from 4:30 to 7 p.m. So that's tomorrow. You can drop off supplies at, was it A Dog's Dream in Georgetown and
White Center.
And if you just need more information to donate, or if you've got a vehicle and would like to donate, please give Laura a call at 206-519-1697. 206-519-1697. All right, Laura, we've got a little overtime, but my prayers are with you, and I'm just going to step up those prayers and hope that somebody steps up with a vehicle for you guys, because it's so needed.
Yes, thank you so much, Martha.
All righty, thank you for your good work, and mark your calendar for the first Sunday of August.
Yes, definitely.
All right. we'll talk to you again next month. God bless.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Well, that now we get to switch hats midstream here this hour and address the human animal. So in keeping with our normal schedule, we're going to welcome representing this month the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And I believe, unless my memory is not functioning, I believe it's our first visit. And I'm welcoming Robin Mattis. Good morning, Robin, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning. It's so great to talk with you.
Oh, it's really good to talk to you, Robin. Now, you and I have known each other for a long time. Haven't seen each other a lot with COVID and all that stuff. But I'm correct, right? This is the first time you're joining us here.
You are correct. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, so in keeping with tradition, we have to, fill out your papers to join the Animal World family here, Robin. So, So we got to know a little bit about you. So tell me, when did your spiritual path with Ananda begin? How long have you been with Ananda?
Oh, my goodness, golly. Well, I 2003, I kind of officially, or maybe 2002, I officially joined Ananda. And back in the day when it was of that little storefront across the street from East West on Roosevelt.
I don't know
if you remember that. Yeah, that's
yeah, absolutely.
Went initially and learned to meditate, which I'm going to talk about today. There, you know, I took classes at East West Bookstore.
So let's start there. So I grew up in Seattle, Robin, so I'm real familiar with that area. And the East West Bookshop, which, you know, was Ananda, that was in the kind of the North University District, 65th and Roosevelt area. And then there was on Roosevelt was where Ananda operated out of. And
exactly.
I hadn't joined Ananda then, but was aware of it and was there around there a lot. What attracted you to Ananda in the first place? What got you going to Ananda?
Well, it's so interesting because I don't know, you know, how you just get the intuitive call or the hit.
Uh-huh.
I just knew I had to learn how to meditate. I'd been taking a lot of hot yoga, Bikram yoga. I don't know if you're familiar. And I love the hot yoga, but then I started reading the autobiography of a yogi.
Oh, okay.
Paramahansa Yogananda, but I just knew I had to learn how to meditate. And at first I thought I would do, I just looked for different meditation teachers out there, and all the courses were like so expensive. And anyway, I found this Learn to Meditate class for $15 for 4 weeks at East West. And I thought, well, I'm in.
All right.
And I took my first class there, and it was life changing. And I went on from there to take more and more meditation classes, and
the
rest is history,
as they say, huh?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's amazing. So it was the desire to learn to meditate that brought you to Ananda, and found the classes and doing that. And boy, so you've been a member. I know I remember, you know, meeting you, you know, as soon as I joined Ananda, but you know, that's probably 10 years after you started. So you've been with Ananda quite a long time. Now, of course,
I've been meditating for like about 20 years now, which I can't believe that. So Time flies.
But I'm so glad that you can share your experience with us. So now the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, or, you know, and we kind of sometimes it's Ananda Seattle and Bothell. That's how you find us on Facebook. We have the Blue Lotus Temple now in Bothell, which is on the Bothell Everett Highway. That didn't exist when you came to Ananda.
No.
To begin. And then now that the Lotus Temple, Blue Lotus Temple's there, now the big yoga hall is there as well. And then there's the Ananda community, apartment community in Linwood. And then there's the Ananda Farms up on Kameno Island. So my goodness, there's been a great deal of expansion and growth around here since you joined just after 2000, huh?
And I'm thinking, was the Blue Lotus Temple, I think 2009, is that the correct date for when it came into being around there? Is that right?
I'm trying to think, because I know Krista and I started, because we came to Ananda, we were both already meditators and we were both on spiritual paths, and we had both, of course, read Autobiography of a Yogi, and that was my first introduction really to spirit and meditation and getting on that path. And I probably read that book for the first time about the time you joined Ananda, you know, around the 2000 time frame,
right?
Or so I remember that. But Krista was my best friend at the time, and we wanted Kriya Yoga, you know,
right,
which is an advanced level of yoga, which doesn't involve the physical body postures. It's a different type of yogic exercise,
right.
But is, as Yogananda would say, it's like the airplane route back to God. It's like the direct route to elevate yourself spiritually. And Krista and I wanted that. So that's what brought us to Ananda. But the Blue Lotus Temple was already there and, you know, wasn't brand new. And
right,
so
okay.
I always forget what year it was, but I'm thinking, Robin, now, and my memory isn't always perfect, but I'm thinking it was around 2010.
Okay, yeah, I think
you're something
right.
that mm-hmm. I started. So, but when I started, the Blue Lotus Temple was already built and it was well under established, and I didn't even consider that it was brand new or something when I started. So it had to be at least 2009, maybe before.
Exactly, right. Uh-huh. And yeah. It's so beautiful when you drive up Bothell Everett Highway and see that blue roof. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to point that out. It's such a beautiful building.
When you call the cupola or whatever they call those things.
Yeah,
it's
cupola.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
And the bright cobalt blue roof. It really is a beautiful building and a phenomenal sanctuary. So, all righty. So, I'm looking at the clock, Robin, and so we don't, because it's the last half hour of the show, and Nathan won't let me stay longer than noon. He'll kick us out of here, so we have to stay on schedule. So let's take care of our advertisers, and then we will continue with Robin. And remember, she started with Ananda more than 20 years ago, and she came to meditate. Well, she teaches it now. So we'll find out about her experience. And I think she's got some special kind of class going on or whatever, but we'll find out all kinds of details about meditation and how you can join me and Robin and the rest of us that meditate, because boy, is it necessary in this day and age. So stay right where you are. More with Robin Madison, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and all about meditation coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk. AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our extended 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, New Pro Supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out at newprosupplements.com. You can find out about all the products and what you need. You can order them there. They're also available on Amazon. On I've been ordering on Amazon, my New Pro from Amazon, and it works really great. You can also check out whispering-dragon.com to find our premier sound healer of the area, Jude Ponton. She's a chiropractor, but does passive chiropractic, no cracking involved, really heals things. And acupuncture, but rarely uses needles because she does acutonics and actually teaches acutonics. That's using tuning forks on acupressure points. Phenomenally helpful. Check her out on Facebook, Whispering Dragon Center. You can give her a call if you want to work with her in person and experience the gongs and the acutonics forks in person. Oh, it's phenomenal. And or she can also work remotely. Give Jude a call, Whispering Dragon Center, at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And remember, I'm all caught up. So as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand the dog friends and solve problems real fast. And I always do free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So you or anybody you know has problems with their animals, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to you for free and can probably get it under control for you immediately. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. We are in the middle of a conversation with Robin Mattis from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And good morning again, Robin.
Good morning.
Now, I'm assuming you're out at the temple. Did you go to service today?
I certainly did, yes.
And was there anybody there?
Oh, yes. There are a lot of people here. You know, you mean 4th of July weekend. I know so many people out of town. But there were, yeah, plenty of folks here today.
Well, yeah, I was chuckling about that because not only is it the 4th of July weekend and people are out of town, but it also is, you know, the annual spiritual renewal week.
Yes, in California.
And that, and so a lot of our Ananda folks are gone because they're down at the Ananda, you know, founding location, Ananda Village down in California. So I just saw a picture on Facebook yesterday. So Sita, you know, who we talked to last month and often talked to Sita on the show, she's down at Ananda Village in California, along with a lot of others. So that's why I was just chuckling to find out if there was anybody left in town to come to service today. But we're not the only ones left behind here, Robin, huh?
Yeah, we're not the only ones.
All right. So let's get back. We're going to talk about meditation again, because you said your journey at Ananda started more than 20 years ago when you had an intuitive sense that meditation would be good for you and you wanted to learn. I know we talk to Sita often about meditation, and she says when she came to Ananda for the same reason, but she describes it being a really difficult process for her to start. And she describes having to sit in her chair and hold the bottom of the chair to force herself to sit there, you know? And so I know, I think a lot of people, you know, wonder, I mean, I don't think I could sit in one place for 5 minutes, let alone longer than that. And my mind is so busy. I mean, how can I possibly meditate? So, you actually now teach meditation, correct?
Yes, I do. I teach a couple different classes. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's first start with what are the best reasons for someone to begin a meditation process?
Oh, my goodness. There are just so many benefits. And the thing that's interesting is it works on a physical to calm down. You know, we are so stressed out in our culture right now, and we're so overstimulated with all the phones, and we just get so much information, and it makes us very restless. And just the big thing about meditation is just helping your body to relax, helping your mind to relax. And then to do that, we know how stress causes so many illnesses, and especially prolonged stress.
Yeah.
And if you meditate, you are doing conscious breathing exercises that have been found scientifically to switch us into the parasympathetic nervous system, meaning that part of our nervous system where we really can calm down. And so it's just vital, really, to help with your health. And also, I'm going to say the mental issue about that restless, that mind going all the time. And it's such a relief. I just had so many of my students say it's such a relief to have techniques and the ability to start to calm down my mind. And the thing that's great about Ananda Yoga is we give you really exact techniques and practices that work and that are time-tested.
Yeah, Ananda Yoga and Ananda Meditation, right?
Exactly. From you know, the great yogis of the past that you know, have really worked over time for them and can work for us in our age, you know.
So if someone's thinking, my mind's too busy, I just can't do this, you don't have to worry about that, folks, because if you go and work with Robin, she'll teach you how to still your mind, how to calm your mind down. It's not something you have to figure out on your own. You know, you're coming to people that already do this and have gone through the same process and had to learn it themselves. So they teach you how to do it. So you
exactly.
said, Robin, that you teach two kinds of meditation classes. Why don't you explain that to us?
Okay, well, this summer, we're having a Learn to Meditate class. There's actually going to be two of them. I'm teaching one in the evening at 6:30 p.m., at the Hanza Temple. I don't know if your listeners have heard, but that's in Linwood, and it's hybrid. So all of our courses are hybrid now. You can come in person or be online. And in this four-week class, I really get you up and running in meditation. You know, it's a shorter class, but we go through all of the different stages of meditation. And as I said, the techniques to really get you established in a meditation practice. And Sita, who you mentioned, is also doing this class, but it's at noon to 1 p.m. So depending on if you want to take your class in the evening or in the daytime, we have two classes for everybody.
Oh, okay. So the Sita class, the daytime class, is that also at Hansa?
Yes, Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what Robin's talking about, folks, you know, we've got the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell. That's the on the Bothell-Everett Highway. Then there's the Linwood Community. That's the big apartment complex. And Hansa is the little temple that's at the Linwood Community. So if you wanted to attend these meditation classes in person, you would go to Linwood. But as Robin said, the pandemic, one of the bonuses, the silver linings from the pandemic for all of us was that it pushed Ananda into making all of their events and classes hybrid, so that if you can't make the trip to Linwood, you can do this from your home on Zoom, on your computer. And so tell me again the summer series of classes. Did you say it's four classes, Robin?
Yeah, mine would be four Tuesday nights, and as I said, at 6:30. And mine, it's from July 18th to August 8th. And I'm sure you tell everybody, but you can get on AnandaWashington.org and sign up and see all the details.
No, but that's what you just did. So that's very good. So this is how, if you want to sign up for any of this stuff, AnandaWashington.org, and you can do all of it there.
Correct.
Right. And then there's also a phone number for the temple, which I think is 425-806-3700.
Yes.
Anyone at the temple office could help you with classes if you're confused.
Yes.
But so, Robin, your class now, it's how long is a class from 6:30 in the evening until when?
7:30. So it's an hour. Okay.
So it's an hour class. All right, mm-hmm. So Robin's, and what are we calling this? Is like beginning meditation or what?
It's called Learn to Meditate.
Learn to Meditate. Okay, so that's mm-hmm. how you'd find it online. Learn to Meditate. And the class with Robin, if you're attracted to her voice and her energy, and then that would be Tuesday, or you just need an evening class, Tuesday evening, 6:30 to 7:30.
Yes.
In person would be at the Hansa Temple at the Linwood Community in Linwood. Or mm-hmm. you can do it online. And that's going to begin on July 18th and go through August 8th. So that's
correct.
Once a week, Tuesday evenings for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Sita, and you all know Sita, and hopefully Robin C will rope you in more often now, so you'll become a regular member of our family, because we all know
Yay.
Sita. But Sita, she's doing a midday class, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so is she on the same Tuesdays as you?
She starts on August 2nd.
Oh, okay. So a little late. August 2nd, 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. What day of the week?
She's actually Wednesday, August 2nd through the 23rd.
Okay. August 2nd through the 23rd, four Wednesdays. And what was the time of the class again?
Noon. So that's for your daytime, folks.
So noon to one. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got the bases covered. Tuesday evening, 6:30 to 7:30, July 18th through August 8th, or Wednesdays, noon to one, from August 2nd to August 23rd. And the class is called Learn to Meditate, and it's 4 weeks.
Correct.
All right, so so that's the first class. What's you said you do two different things, so what's the other one?
Well, you know, we've got a couple things going on. Let me begin with this really wonderful class. It started yesterday, but you can drop in. It's a 4-week class. It's called Exploring the Mysteries of Creativity Through Art. So any artist out there, it's about the role of creativity in our lives and why creativity is so important on the spiritual path. Fascinating conversation. All in about, you know, can art uplift consciousness, and, you know, how do our feelings impact how we produce artwork? So it's really exploring using our creativity to raise our consciousness. And we are talking about the art of Marc Chagall and Fra Angelico. I don't know if your folks are familiar with a bunch of artists, but I'm teaching the class of Jamana, who is a longtime minister here at Ananda. So
oh, and a fabulous artist all in herself. She makes phenomenal collage type art. It's really beautiful.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So when is this class? You said it started already yesterday?
Correct. And it's going to be on the 8th, the 15th, and the 29th of July from 10:30 to noon. So it's Saturday. So we have the next three Saturdays at the Hansa Temple.
All right, but we could drop into that, so it doesn't matter if we weren't there. So it sounds like maybe each class is singular of its own.
Correct. You could, like, $10 just to do a drop-in, one class.
Okay. And then we would find this class listed on the website as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say again, what is the title of this class?
It's called Exploring the Mysteries of Creativity Through Art.
Exploring the Mystery of Creativity Through Art. And gosh, what great folks to work with, Robin and Jamina. It should be a phenomenal class. And so that's terrific. And is it the first time you've done this class?
We did it last summer as well.
We're
really trying to understand the role of creativity on the spiritual path. And it's a real new understanding of spirituality and creativity. And so for all those artists out there that want to kind of, and so many people see their artwork as a spiritual path. So it's really wonderful to look at it that way.
Fabulous. Well, Robin, I want to so thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. It's just a delight to be able to add you to our Animal World family. And hopefully we can join your meditation class or the art class. And I look forward to this just being the first of many interviews that we get to do here on Animal World.
Oh, I really appreciate it. And I know, but just one quick thing. I do own a huge Newfoundland and just a little British cream golden retriever. So I don't know. I might need your services.
I just did a private session with a British cream puppy golden earlier this week
last week. I've heard great things about your work with animals, and I'm a huge animal lover myself. So.
Well, I do free telephone evaluations, so call me and I'd be delighted to talk to you about your puppy.
Thank you so much. And it was lovely to talk with you this morning.
All righty. Thanks, Robin. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty. Well, that's going to wrap us up for our extended 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. 4th of July coming up on Tuesday. And remember, next week, after the 4th, will be our healing show with Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen. Join us for free remote treatments for you or your animals. Make sure you keep yourselves cool and especially your dog friends and animals on Tuesday and throughout this weekend. Keep them cool, keep them watered, keep them away from the fireworks, and be jolly, jolly, jolly. Oh boy, everything. Keep your dogs happy. All right. So Nathan, thank you. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and have a safe and sane 4th of July. And I'll talk to you again next week.